In the encyclical Laudato Si, Pope Francis coined a new word, a neologism, namely rapidification. I don't think it was in the dictionary before. Rapidification. And by that he means the tendency in our society to do everything really fast, to move quickly, to be always anxious, nervous. There's a sociologist from Poland, Zygmunt Bauman. He uses the word surfing. He says we are the society of surfing. Why? Because, well, we surf the internet, we surf, but surfing is moving fast on the surface. By definition, that's what surfing is. There's no diving when you surf, and therefore, you don't get to know what's underneath there. You just stay on the surface. Move fast on the surface. So this rapidification of which Pope Francis speaks is forcing us to be very superficial. That's what surfing is all about. It's being on the surface. Well, this Advent season is a good opportunity for us to slow down. I know we are urged by society to move fast, Black Friday, and the shopping, and this and that and the other. The tendency is to become anxious and nervous. The opposite should be our attitude. Let's slow down. Let's take the time we need. Let's dive deeper. Does it mean, therefore, that we will become, you know, kind of lazy, laid back? Quite the opposite. Let me quote John Wesley, one of the founders of the Methodist Church. He's quoted saying, "Though I'm always in haste, I am never in a hurry." So let's not be in a hurry, but absolutely let's be in haste. This is a time when we should slow down, as I said, but at the same time, a time of expectation, of excitement, of being awake, being vigilant. Jesus uses a word in Greek, gregoreite. Gregory means watchman. Gregoreite, be on the lookout. Be excited about this. So it's a time to slow down, but at the same time to feel excitement, feel joy, feel the need to keep your eyes open. Why? Because you might miss something important if you don't. What are we waiting for? The coming of the Lord. Not simply, mind you, not simply celebrating the fact that He came 2,000 and something years ago. Yes, we celebrate the first coming of the Lord, the event that changed our history. We do celebrate it. It was unexpected. It was totally a surprise for humanity that God would decide to become one of us to reveal His love, His plan of salvation. We celebrate that. It's something that deserves to be celebrated. The greatest event in our history that changed the world. However, we are not only looking to the past. We wait for the second coming, as we often say during Mass. He will come again. And so we look forward to the future, to His coming in glory. The first coming was in history. The second will be in glory, the parousia, second coming of the Lord. We look forward to that. We do not know when, how, where, we don't know. And honestly, we don't care. What I do care is that one day I'll be with Him. He will be with me. And therefore, I not only celebrate the memory of the first coming, I not only celebrate Christmas, I also celebrate the parousia, the second coming. However, there's a third one also. The Lord comes today. He's knocking at the door right now. St. Augustine used to say, Timeo Deum transeuntem. I fear that God will pass me by. Pass by me and I will not be paying attention. I will miss the opportunity. And therefore, I look out for his coming now. I bet that most of us, if not all of us, have had this experience of an encounter with the Lord. Maybe it was a special book that we read, a person that we met, a special talk or homily that touched us, a retreat we attended, we met the Lord, or better, we were met by him. The Lord comes today. And today is the time, as we heard in today's reading, it's the time to be awake, to be aware. We live so distracted all the time. There's a beautiful poem by an Argentinian singer. I can't remember his name now. But anyway, Facundo Cabral. He says, you're not depressed, you are distracted. And he goes through all kinds of scenarios in life. And he says, you're not depressed, you're just distracted. You're not able to see what's there. We are too distracted. That's why we light candles at this time, because we want to see. We acknowledge, Lord, I'm not seeing right. I need to be more aware so that I may perceive your passing by me, your coming to me. Advent is a time of being awake, being aware of great expectations, if I may quote. So, no hurry, but yes, be in haste. Which, by the way, was also the motto of Emperor Augustus. He used to tell his generals, Festina lente, hurry up slowly. He wanted his legions, his soldiers, his armies, to always be ready. Always be ready to jump into action. But he said, lente, slowly. In other words, don't be impatient. Study carefully what you need to do, and when it's time to do it, do it. Don't hesitate. That's, I believe, a beautiful motto for us. Festina lente. Hurry up, but slowly. So let's live this Advent season with this attitude. Slow down. Don't be caught up in the frenzy, the anxious nervousness of the season. No, take your time. And take everything in. Don't be distracted. But at the same time, yes, let your heart burn with desire. Burn with expectation, with longing. Lord, I want to see you. I want to receive you if you decide to knock at my door and want to come in. I'll be ready for you. Believe me, the Lord is knocking today. Don't wait for tomorrow. There are moments when the Lord is right there, trying to get your attention. But maybe we are, as I said, sleeping at the wheel. Let's wake up. Let's open our eyes. Let this be a season of great expectation, great longings, an aching for an encounter with the Lord. He came, and we celebrate that incredible event that changed human history. We call it Christmas. He will come in glory. And we want to be ready. We look forward to that. Not with fear, with longing, with desire. Lord, I want to meet you again, face to face. But he comes today. That's what Advent means. The coming of the Lord. He comes today. Let us be ready. for him.